the body that you have brought together in this place, in this house. I thank you for them. I know you handpicked each one. Yeah. Lord, and I appreciate, Lord, their dedication to you, their zeal, and their honor and respect for us as well, Father. And Lord, we pray that as we even now start giving testimony to you of their behavior, Father, we just want to praise you for choosing such loving people, yeah, talented people, and Father, with a heart to do what is right and proper. And so, Father, we pray blessing upon everyone, especially those that are sort of in the background, not being noticed, and yet giving their heart out so that things can work properly. Father, you know who they are. And I pray that you bless them, their families. And I thank you, Father. Thank you for your spirit here today. Thank you for the honor that is brought. And Lord, I pray that you receive all our honor and praise unto you, Father, for being so good to us. Now, Father, attune our hearts to what you have to say to us. Anoint us, our hearts and our ears, to hear what you're saying to us. And we thank you. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. We don't want to forget Elisa before we leave. Elisa, you're leaving next Tuesday or something like that? Thursday, okay. Yeah, let's do it now. Yeah, before we get caught up here, that pastor can get long-winded sometimes. And then everybody's in a dash.
It'd be so good to have her back, right? Yeah. Yeah.
So good. Like I say, it's okay to go, but you're coming back again, right? Like, oh, I'll be blessing. Yeah, coming back again. Yeah, oh, I'll be back.
We send them as boomerangs. They always come back. Better and stronger, right?
Yeah. Stronger. That's good. And you're going to?
Bloomington, Indiana.
Indiana. Ooh, cold country at this time of the year, huh? Yes. Yeah. You need blessings. Father, we thank you. Fully, Lisa. Father, we thank you for your heart towards her. Father, we thank you for your protection, your wisdom, your guidance, the talents and abilities that you placed within her. And Father, her love for you and your people and prayer and all the things that you have equipped her, Father, both to hear and to give out to those around her. Father, we pray you continue to anoint her to be effective in the ministry that she's doing out at work, Father, ministering to people, doing the things that she does. And Father, we pray, Lord, that you would plug her into a local church. Lord, that she would be able to use the talents and abilities that you place within her, yes, to bless others. And Father, that through that she would be fulfilled in her ministry to you and to your people. And Father, that they will be able to in turn minister to her in the things that you want to bring within her, Father, at this season. We pray protection. We pray wisdom and guidance. We pray favor upon her, Father. Father, meet all her needs, and Father, bless her so that she can be able to plan for the other things that you got in the future, that she'd be able to put in the storehouse and still bless you and others as she does that. Father, give her favor at work with the co-workers, with the bosses, whoever, Lord, connect her in a place where she would be safe and properly taken care of, especially this time of the year. It's cold. Father, that she will have all the comfort that she needs. And Lord, we just send her forth with your blessings. And Father, we just thank you for the time that she was here, that she still ministered to us, Father, yes, from her heart, from your heart, through her heart, Father. And we just bless her and we thank you for her in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Yes. All right. Well, today I have a title for my message. Woohoo! title of my message today is Our Ever-Present Help. Boy, don't we need that. You know, every one of us gets in trouble once in a while. Trouble has a way to find us. And sometimes we look for it. You know, there are unexpected events that tend to work against us. You know, they happen frequently in our lives. We cannot avoid them. And when they show up, sometimes we tend to panic. We get frustrated. And sometimes we're going to tackle those problems in our own strength. And that doesn't seem to work very well. I want to talk to you about how God is our ever-present help in times of trouble. You know, a few years ago, four, five, six, I lost count. It's been quite a while. Eric, Yesenia, my wife and I got into our van and headed towards Newport Richey up there, about 3 hours away, on an afternoon. I don't remember if it was Friday or Saturday, one of those. But we were going to visit Larry and Miss Joe Heron. Miss Joe used to be the secretary here for a long time. She was an intercessor. Larry was a wonderful servant of God, very humble, very willing. And they changed his job. He went up there, and we surely missed him. And then the four of us went one evening to go visit them. And we went into our van. We used to have a Nissan Quest at that time, comfortable. We went up. We fellowshiped with them. And it was 8 or 9 o'clock in the evening when we got done. And we say, well, we got to head down because tomorrow is another day. So we headed down. I think we stopped for munching something or drinking something on the way. So it was about almost 12 o'clock when we were coming past Sarasota on I-75 coming down. And I had totally forgotten about getting gasoline. And just then, you know, I wasn't even thinking about it. And all of a sudden, in the dash of the car, a red light showed up. You're on reserve, buddy. And we had just passed the last exit to go into Sarasota. And from there all the way to Punta Gorda, there's not much of anything. Or at least there wasn't at that time. So I started slowing down from 80 miles an hour on I-75. I slowed down to about 40. I said, I better take it easy so the van doesn't use up quick gas, you know. And so we were looking for an exit. And if you have been in that territory coming south at night, you know that there's a few exits that just, there's no lights. I mean, there's a sign here, there's an exit here, but there's no buildings, no nothing. And everything tended to go west towards the beach, but there was no apparent business around there. So we didn't want to go that way because we didn't want to go west on a dark night like that. Finally, around 12:05, we saw an exit that would be parallel to I-75. In other words, we can take a jog and go parallel to 75. And I said, well, we got to find something here. I mean, we were, all of us, I think, if truth be told, we were all panicking. 12 o'clock at night, 12:05, 12:10, something like that. The road was dark. I say, Lord, you know, we were all interceding, you know, fasting and praying there, right there. the road was dark, uninhabited. Finally, we came to an open gas station. At least we saw the little bulb on the advertising it. And all of us say, Thank God. I immediately parked on the pump. And some attendant got out and said, sorry, we're closed. It was 12:05, and they had shut down the system. They couldn't get it back up just for us. She went back up, and, you know, I look at my wife, and I said, we're in trouble. We were in fumes. We were in the middle of nowhere, late at night. No gas, no comfort in sleeping in a van, the four of us. I didn't want to hear anyone snoring. And so trouble had come our way. Well, I'm going to drop that story right there, and I'm going to go into my text. My text today is found in Psalm 46, verse 1 and the beginning of verse 2. It goes like this, if I can get it. There you go. Psalm 46:1 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Obviously, that verse didn't ring a bell with us at that time. We were in panic. But I want to take a look at these words and what they're telling us about our God. First of all, it says that God is our refuge. What's a refuge? A refuge is a place of safety, a shelter, a place where you can hope and you can trust, a place where you feel secure, a place of protection from whatever wants to harm you or from whoever wants to steal from you. Now, the psalmist is saying here, he's not limiting this refuge. It seems to be available to us at all times. But obviously, we need to know how to get to that refuge when we need to, right? Sometimes we panic and we just, we don't know what to do. We just crumble. Many times in the midst of confusion, we forget that we have a refuge in Him. So being a refuge is a big deal for us, that God is our refuge. But this is not the only thing God is to us. He says also in the Psalms that God is our strength. In the midst of trouble, God gives us the ability not to crumble. Now, sometimes He gives us the ability and we don't use it. We still crumble. But with His strength comes an ability so that we don't allow us to be exposed to more than we can handle. He has given us a promise. I will not put more upon you than you are not able to handle. In other words, He controls all the things that come our way. And when He allows something, that means He has given us the proper training, or at least the opportunity for us to be trained to handle the situation. But many times we think, well, that sounds good. I'll put that on the shelf and deal with it later on. And then trouble comes and, oh, what was it that I put on the shelf, right? Many times He gives us peace and strength in the midst of panic and confusion. You know, there's a presence of God that sort of calms you down and you question, you know, okay, things are bad. Yeah, definitely they're bad, but God is still on the throne and that gives us peace. He provides us with self-control so that we can take proper actions. He is our comforter and He assures us that this is not going to be the end of your world. He is here with us. This word strength also means boldness. You know, some people get shy and get withdrawn. But yet, when God becomes our strength, then we can be bold and we can go forward rather than be intimidated. So in addition to our God being a refuge and our strength, God continues to say more he is to us. He says he is a very present help in trouble. The word very here means quickly, exceedingly fast. He is present quickly, and he is always looking out for our good. If you remember when we studied the book of Acts, in chapter 16, Paul and Silas were arrested. They were beaten. They were put in the darkest place of a dungeon, the jail. And they put him in stocks, dark, stinky place, beaten up, very unfair situation. If any of us would have been there, we would have been mourning, discontented, crying unfair, unfair. And yet Paul and Silas knew who was their very present help in trouble. And you know what they did? They prayed and sang songs to the Lord right in the middle of that trouble. While it was a very dark, unfair situation, they still knew who their Savior was. And you know what? The Lord showed up. You remember the story? There was an earthquake. Everybody's chains got loosened. The gates got open. The jailer was going to kill himself because he thought all the people had left. And Paul said, "Don't do yourself any harm. We're all here." And he led him and his whole family to the Lord. And it was awesome. We can always count on God to be with us in our distress, in our afflictions, in our tribulations. And then God says one more thing. God tells us to be cool. We don't have to fear. We don't need to fear. If God is for us, who can be against us? You know, we don't think that in the midst of trouble. All we're saying is, "God, get me out of here, quickly." But you know, fear is of the enemy. Fear is not from God. We have not been given the spirit of fear, according to the scripture. Doubt about God's awareness and presence will make us feel alone, abandoned. But when we are assured that he is always with us, then fear cannot take root in our hearts. We have that. We bank on that. We know that God is with us. And there is a confidence that somehow all things are going to work together for our good and for his glory. And so we're not panicked. We're not despondent. And so we know that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He does not change. We are supposed to change more and more to his image, but he stays the same. And if he did it for somebody in the past, then he's going to do it for us if we believe him. He will always be our refuge. He will always be our strength. He will always be a very present help in trouble. As I said before, trouble always finds a way to get to us. It's inevitable, but we're not alone. You know, the Lord told the Israelites in Isaiah chapter 41, verse 13, he said to the prophet, to the people of Israel, "For I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not, I will help you." And if you have already made Jesus Lord of your life, then this promise and all the other promises that we have read belong to you. You know, Jesus said in the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 5, he said, "For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you." This is Jesus speaking to us, and he is not a man that he would lie. Well, he is a man, but he's more than a man. It's God himself. So the commission here is do not fear. I mean, we don't stay paralyzed. We take proper actions, but not in fear. For the Lord is there with you and with me. You know, this is why we call him Jehovah Shammah. Our God is here. I challenge you to have a close, intimate walk with the Lord. As we spend time in worship, in prayer, and in his word, we get to know him better. We realize that he is always with us, whether we acknowledge his presence or not. But the more we understand his ever-presence, the more aware we will be of his help in our troubles. And we know that he is faithful to those things that he has promised us. We can bank on that. Back to my story. Our story. I know Eric is not pleasant enjoying this memories. We're a little dicey at the time. So after the news about the pumps being shut down in the gas station, we just decided to go on until we would hopefully find another place or run out of gas, whichever come first. But I knew for sure that we would run out of gas any minute now. I mean, we had been around 40 minutes running on reserve. And I had never been in that position in that van before. So I didn't know how long more we had. And I was panicking. You know, I used to bite my nails. You know, I got home with no nails at that time. All four of us continued earnestly asking the Lord for help in our time of need. Finally, and miraculously, we arrived at an open gas station. The Lord not only provided an open gas station at that hour of the night, but he extended our fuel reserves long enough for us to get there. We do serve a miracle God. Oh, we rejoiced when that pump started clicking. We didn't care the price. Who cares? Who's going to be looking at the cheaper price, right? We thank God that we could get some gas. We filled up to the brim, rejoicing. So, next time trouble hits you between your eyes, remember, God is our refuge. God is our strength. He is a very present help in trouble. And therefore, because he is those things, then we will not fear. Let's set our minds and hearts that he will protect, strengthen, and help us in any type of a problem that we can get in. He has made us a promise, and he's not going to stop doing what he's always done. You know, he will even do miracles for us to realize and for people to see so that we can have a testimony. Yeah. And then 5 years from now, you can stand in a pulpit and share those great testimonies. So, Father, we thank you for being our strength, for being a refuge, for being a very present help in trouble. Lord, we thank you that we don't need to fear because you are with us. You are Jehovah Shammah. You are here with us. You never leave us nor forsake us. We may forget about you, Lord, but you never forget about us. And Father, we just thank you that we can count on you in every situation, whether it is self-inflicted or whether it is the enemy trying to bring havoc in our lives. Lord, you're there. And Lord, we thank you that we can count on you. So, if you are in trouble and you are in fear, you need to come down. We'll pray with you. God is my refuge, my strength, my very present help in trouble, and he can be yours too. So, Father, I thank you for your people. I pray that you bless them and thank you for them in Jesus' name. Amen. You are dismissed.